John Edwards' family mess has provided a lot of fodder for late-night talk show jokes, but lately the talk shows themselves have been the mess. Today, NBC came to something approaching a resolution over the fate of Jay Leno and Conan O'Brien. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports on the $45 million deal.
Conan O'Brien will get over $33 million from NBC, with the rest a severance to his staff. But the real payoff has been the audiences.
This is crazy. Over the past week, ratings for our Tonight Show are up by 50%.
It's been voyeuristically fun to watch talk show hosts take sides, flaunt dirty laundry, and lay ancient rivalries bare, like David Letterman's.
When we came over here to CBS,
yes.
Jay, Big Jaw Leno, had the Tonight Show.
Big Jaw.
Last night, Leno hit back, alluding not so subtly to Letterman's workplace affairs.
Letterman's been hammering me every night.
That's weird.
After me. Hey, Kev, you know the best way to get Letterman to ignore you?
What's that?
Marry him. Okay, that's the best way.
Enough with the sniping, says TV critic Eric Deggans.
It's about time.
Time for this increasingly ugly chapter of TV history to be over.
This has been the most public, most bruising, most disintegrating battle in the recent history of network television.
But Deggans says one vital question remains.
Can the network who dug the biggest hole in recent history get itself out?
Now, it's important to note that NBC was not hemorrhaging money just because of the miserable ratings earned by Leno and O'Brien. But NBC affiliates were, and they complained, vociferously. Mark DeSantis runs an NBC affiliate in Peoria, Illinois.
The changes that were made that affected the Tonight Show and the 9 o'clock lead-in to our late news have changed some viewing habits.
But DeSantis hopes now a deal has been struck, his late-night viewers will eventually come home. O'Brien's last show is on Friday, and NBC starts broadcasting the Winter Olympics a week after that. Maybe the dust will have settled by the time Leno brings back The Tonight Show on March 1st. Meanwhile, O'Brien cannot work on TV till September, but Deggans says rumors have him going to cable then, or Fox.
What we're hearing now is that creative people at Fox love the idea of bringing him in, but the executives are not sure.
It's hard to blame them, given the way O'Brien's gone after NBC executives in the past few weeks.
We're going to introduce new comedy bits that aren't so much funny as they are crazy expensive.
Last night, O'Brien said before NBC kicks him off, he plans to run up the bills in the most absurd ways he can think of, like bringing in a last-minute new character, an insanely expensive sports car dressed up like a mouse, to the music of the Rolling Stones.
Is it crazy expensive to play on the air, not to mention the rights to re-air this clip on the internet? Hell yes!
Alas, O'Brien will not be legally allowed to make fun of NBC after leaving the network. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
Finally this hour, we'd like to take a moment to recognize our staff covering the aftermath of last week's earthquake in Haiti.
We've heard from reporters Carrie Kahn, Jason Beaubien, Greg Allen, Jackie Northam, Corey Flintoff, Joanne Silberner, and John Burnett.
Our producers in Port-au-Prince have been Tom Bullock, Amy Walters, and Marisa Penaloza. Our photographers are David Gilkey and John Poole.
Editors include Dee Dee Skanky and Joe Neal. The operations team includes Giselle Grayson, Maeve McGoran, Omar Saul, Bob Duncan, and Charlie Mayer.
Russell Lewis and Hensi Sedano are in the Dominican Republic. Thanks to all of them for their tireless work. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Madeline Brand. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.